proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I was just about to ask, just open the floor to anyone who has something that they would like to talk about that they couldn't talk about on any other air or podcast because they're worried their family might hear it or something like that. The best time of that was when Rob said he had something to talk about, but he couldn't talk about it on anything but Extra Extra Funny because he didn't want his mama to hear it.
I love that.
She's not a subscriber. And so then it hit me, Riggins, why not just relive that for Lindsay since she didn't get to hear it?
Yeah, perfect.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
When we have somebody on the show that wasn't here for, you know, some of the best stories and all, we just have an excuse to retell them.
Sure.
I'm down with that.
I love that.
Totally.
So do you mind telling Lindsay that story, Rob?
About the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm. Good one. Good choice.
So when I shower, I turn it on almost as hot as it'll go.
Okay.
And then the one of the first things I wash is a taint.
It's a handheld
right
shower head.
So, and I put it on max pressure. It feels good. Not sexually feels good. It soothes me.
Okay.
Now, do you know what the taint is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're familiar with the taint.
I think because I've heard y'all talk about it.
That was your minor in college. I minored in taint.
Sorry, yeah. You probably call it a gooch.
Yeah, yeah.
The chode.
Actually, I've heard all of those. Thank you. Well, I don't really know what to say about that.
As hot as it can go,
yeah,
that he could stand it without burning himself, and at high pressure. Just blast like you would with a steam,
yes,
right,
steam cleaner or something.
Impressive.
Like when they're washing, getting the grime and all off the floor of a mechanic shop,
yeah,
or something like the industrial type situation.
It's kind of shocking because I've never known a man to like even kind of hot water, like especially in a sensitive area, but yeah. Like if I get out of the shower and Kyle's getting in, he's like, what the heck? Like he turns it, and it's not even that hot. It's just, and then he turns it down.
Jody and I are the same way. I can't even imagine getting in the same bath water or shower that she's in because I would have to go to the hospital.
It's
awesome.
I do come out with red skin. I mean,
yeah,
but that's how I like it. And I've never dated anyone, known anyone. So for that, I commend you, maybe? Like, congrats? I don't know.
I just don't feel clean if I'm not using really, really hot water.
Yeah. On your
tank.
Well, it's got, my tank has calluses now.
I'm like, well, you're burning it off, but okay.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It feels refreshing.
So, gotta like reach underneath with the thing facing up as high pressure as you can get with hot, steaming hot water.
Is a leg up? I'm just.
You kind of go into like a squat type position.
Oh, squat too? Yeah. I didn't know that.
A little bit. Just enough because I got thick thighs.
Mm. It makes it all worse when you say a squat. You're in like a sumo squat.
Yeah. So
just enough to be able to access.
So are you accessing from the front or the back?
The front. Yeah.
It would make it easier, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The back gets you a little too dangerously close to another sensitive area.
Yeah. And do you have to lift and move?
Yeah.
The other things?
Yes, I do.
So he's got one hand holding the thing in a squatted position, other hand lifting his testicles.
Yeah.
So he can get up into that, just have water on the skin right there. Because you wouldn't want that to hit anything else in that area.
No,
it would hurt.
You go a little north, a little south, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I'm never going to look at you normal again. I'm going to look at you in a sumo holding your balls with the, and that's it. That's it. Ball holding Rob.
Squatting Rob. Red tank Rob. Like a superhero, like a new Avenger. Red tank. Red chode. Here's my question for Lindsay about that, though. He says it's not for any. He doesn't do it for any sexual pleasure or anything like that. Is that bullshit?
My first instinct was that it feels good in a sexual way, but I'm not saying you're thinking about a sexual thing.
He says it's comforting. It's just a.
I don't know. I think, like he said, if he's moving any direction, north or south, maybe it would be in a, like, as a sexual pleasure thing.
But I gotcha.
Especially if, I mean, if he's moving it to the back.
Well, right.
You what, know, if he's blasting, you know, that.
It's back door blasting.
It's still a sensitive. I mean, if you're talking about 2 inches, it's not going to be that much more sensitive.
When it's a spray.
It's under your crotch. I mean, yeah. That seems very sensitive.
But if it were to go to his balls, that would be no sexual pleasure.
I would
be pain.
Doubled over, yeah.
Yeah, it would hurt.
Yeah, but if I came with this story and said, I just run the water on me, like, yeah. down there for however long, you're going to be like, okay, like, that's a sexual thing. Yeah, of you course. Know? Well, I mean.
But he understands if people do think that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not arguing with you. Yeah. Like, I don't see how you could even think that.
Yeah.
You said it's a spray, but it's not. It's one of those really focused beams. Like, you know, you have the adjustable setting.
Oh, right. So the
it's a jet.
Hard.
It's a jet.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's precision. Wow. Like, because it's very delicate, like, operation going on. You got to make sure you're not too far one way.
I get
you
it.
You can't stray.
Don't stray.
That's not a sexual. It's basically like taking an adult toy and pressing it right on your.
Yeah.
Your gooch.
Is there anything sexual about the taint or the gooch? It's not to me. Like, it just.
I've got to believe there's nerve endings in there. And
I don't know. Listen, you like what you like.
Yeah, we're not judging. We're just curious.
So how far away is the jet from the skin?
Always close. It's real close.
Like where it doesn't it doesn't even cause a spray to the side one way or the other. It's just so concentrated.
It's concentrated,
it's just like not even making a splash, so to
no
speak.
No splashes.
Mm. So it's not on contact with the actual.
But as close as you could get.
Yeah. I mean, just close enough, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, to each their own. Good
like
for
the,
you.
The John Wilkes Booth of shower heads.
I'm assassinating my taint.
Yeah, I mean, that's just aggressive.
Oh, man.
Amazing. And do you soak there after you blast it with the water? Do you rub the shower shower
gel? Yeah, then you just go into normal routine.
Right. So you're just in a rinse status after that. Mm-hmm. You don't rinse it with the jet.
Right. No, I go back to the spray and then, you know, general areas get washed down.
Yeah, so he's adjusting the setting on the shower head throughout the process.
Yeah.
Is there a shower setting that looks like a huge dong? Is it, are you groomed like in that area?
Usually, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
My only hope for today is that your mom just wakes up and decides to subscribe to Extra Funny.
You know what? Today's the day.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. Merry Christmas to me. Yeah. I'm going to subscribe.
Especially we haven't talked about it really, but I'm living with her mom now.
Yeah.
So we both use the same shower. I don't know if she'd want to go to that shower anymore.
She's like, why is the head always off the wall? I'm like, what's he doing with this thing?
Oh, why does it have dents in it?
And she's like picking out like black curly hair. I'm just kidding. That was too far. That was too far.
She's out of my eye. I did the same thing.
Is that why you asked him? Is that why you asked him? But I thought Lindsay was going to say, I can only hope that your mom doesn't. You know, whatever, listen or subscribe. She's like, I hope she does.
Yeah.
I want your mom to go through this.
Yeah. She wants to know my mom's reaction so bad.
So bad.
Or she's like, if I had to hear it, your mom needs to hear it. Y'all put me through that. I don't want to be by myself.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.